This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks. Several agreements signed on the occasion. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi inaugurate Batna-Biratnagar cargo rail service. Scorching heat affects lives across the country, and rocket attacks in Sudanese capital Khartoum kill 18 people, injuring more than 100 others. Now the news in detail. Nepal and India have signed several agreements as Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda holds bilateral meeting with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. In the meeting held at Hyderabad House in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal and his Indian counterpart Modi jointly inaugurated the railway from Batna of India to Budnagar of Nepal. They inaugurated the railway from Indian Prime Minister Modi's office by raising green flags. With the green flag inauguration by the two prime ministers, the Indian side show off the cargo rail from Batna, while Nepali government officials welcomed it at Budnagar. The 8-kilometer railway was tested for operation on the 25th of October 2018. Likewise, new Butwal-Gorakhpur transnational transmission line has been formally launched yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal and his Indian counterpart Modi virtually participated in the launch of the project amidst a ceremony at Hyderabad House yesterday. As per the agreement made during the meeting of Nepal-India Energy Joint Steering Committee in the past, Nepal and India will have an equal share of 50-50% in the 400-kilovolt transmission line. This is the second high-capacity cross-border power project between the two close neighbors. The Nepal Electricity Authority and Power Grid Corporation of India Limited are jointly working on the project. Similarly, Nepal and India have agreed to construct two important petroleum pipelines. India would provide around 17 billion rupees for the two petroleum pipeline projects, while Nepal has to construct a storage facility on its own investment. Two petroleum pipelines from Silguri of India to Chapa of Nepal and from Amlikganj of Bara to Lothar of Chitwan would be constructed for easy and smooth supply of petroleum products. Similarly, during the Prime Minister's India visit, Nepal and India have agreed to invite Indian investment for construction of Lower Arun Hydropower Project. Satluj Jal Vidyut Nigam of India, that has been constructing the Arunthad Hydropower Project, will also construct the Lower Arun Project. At the presence of the two Prime Ministers, Chief Executive Officer from Investment Board Susil Bhatta and Chairman of Satluj Company Nandalal Sharma signed the project development agreement from the respective sides. The Investment Board had approved the investment of 92.68 billion rupees for the 669 megawatt capacity project. Likewise, an agreement related to interstate electronic payment has also been signed between Nepal and India. The agreement was signed between Nepal Clearing House and NPCI of India during the Prime Minister's India visit. After the meeting at the joint press meeting at Hyderabad House yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal shared that India has agreed to purchase 10,000 megawatt of electricity from Nepal in the next 10 years. He added that an agreement was signed to purchase the power generated in Nepal, including from Upper Dhamakosi Hydropower Project. Besides, the bodies concerned have been directed to forge a consensus over the detailed project report regarding the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Hydroelectricity Project. Moreover, the Vidyut Utpadan Company Limited, the Nepal government's entity, and India's NHPC Limited have agreed to undertake the 426 megawatts Phukot Karnali Hydroelectric Project on a joint venture. The Indian side shall have 51% share and Nepal shall have 49% share of the project. The implementation of the project is estimated to cost around 61.86 billion rupees. In course of his India visit, Prime Minister the Hal also held a courtesy meeting with Indian President Draupadi Murmu and Indian Vice President Jagdeep Thangar yesterday. Prime Minister the Hal also participated in the luncheon organized on his honor by Indian Prime Minister Modi. Earlier in the morning yesterday, Prime Minister the Hal reached Rajghat to offer tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister the Hal is returning home on the 3rd of June after completing his 4-day official visit to India. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has invited Indian industrialists and business persons to invest in Nepal without any hesitation. Addressing a business summit organized jointly by Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry and the Confederation of Indian Industries yesterday evening, the Prime Minister urged Indian investors to come to Nepal for investment as the government has facilitated policy, legal and many other matters and created an investment-friendly environment in the country, stating that the current government is ready to move ahead through the joint collaboration with the private sector. He mentioned that the government has set up wonder service centers, investment-friendly laws and special economic zones for the benefit of the investors. The first group of Hajj pilgrims has left for Makkah Medina of Saudi Arabia yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narain Kajistresta bade farewell to 268 Nepali Hajj pilgrims at Trivan International Airport at 10 p.m. yesterday. House Speaker Devraj Khemire has said that the parliamentary businesses could not get peace as the parliamentary committees did not get leadership. Talking to media persons yesterday, Speaker Khemire said discussions of various bills could not take place due to failures to elect the leadership of the committees, and the tension of the political leaders had been drawn towards the matter. Hot weather and heat waves have severely affected normal life, particularly in the Rai Madhes areas of the country. Schools in Bara, Parsa and Rautha districts have been closed for a week due to extreme heat. According to local authorities, the schools were closed after the school children were most affected by the heat. Health experts have suggested not getting out of home unnecessarily and to cover the heat with clothes or use an umbrella. People are also urged to drink plenty of water and watery fruits. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Surendraj Acharya has called for ending all sorts of discriminations and violence against women. Visiting his hometown Kapilbastu for the first time after swearing in as the minister, Minister Acharya said that the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens was working to make women self-reliant. At a program organized at Sivra's municipality yesterday, he claimed to begin developmental projects in the district along with jobs to the local people there. He argued that his first priority was to start some mega projects in Kapilbastu district, which he says was lagging behind in the development activities. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Rocket seat market in Sudan's capital Khartoum, killing 18 people and leaving more than 100 wounded. According to the BBC, the fighting between rival military forces came as troops talks mediated by the US and Saudi Arabia collapsed Wednesday's violence around a market in Mayo in the south of Khartoum included artillery fire and aerial bombardment. It caused the most civilian casualties in a single incident in the capital since the war began in April. The House of Representatives has approved a deal to allow the US to borrow more money days before the world's biggest economy is due to start defaulting on its debt. Meanwhile, the US Senate is voting on a bipartisan debt limit bill to avoid a default after weeks of tense negotiations. Some Republicans and Democrats oppose the agreement between Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the President Joe Biden, but party leaders are confident it will pass the Senate on Thursday night, a day after it passed the House. Senators are first considering 11 amendments before voting on the final bill. The bill suspends the U.S. debt ceiling for 2 years, deferring the decision to raise it until after the 2024 presidential election. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province, Gandaki province and Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks. Several agreements signed on the occasion. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi inaugurate Patna-Biratnagar cargo rail service. Scorching heat affects lives across the country. And rocket attacks in Sudanese capital Khartoum kill 18 people, injuring more than 100 others. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.